From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A committee of the Green County Legislature on February the 12th approved a resolution to end plans to share a jail facility with Columbia County. The resolution was approved by the Public Safety Committee on a vote of 5-1 with one abstention. The measure goes to the full legislature for a vote next week. A resolution authorizing $44 million in serial bonds to finance the construction of a new facility in Coxsackie will be discussed by lawmakers on March the 21st. Public Safety Committee Chair William Lawrence said, and I quote, "We may never get a facility built, at least in my lifetime. However, I do think we have to consider the fact that we have to do something here in Greene County," end quote. Lawrence opposed the shared facility plan. Legislator Lori Torgerson said she was disappointed with the outcome because the resolution was not brought up in advance and there were no prior indications of abandoning the shared jail idea. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said the shared facility with Columbia County was an idea that made no sense. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency has once again rejected the Freeman's request to release a feasibility study about the formation of a multi-county trash authority. The authority refused to provide the report, saying the material was exempt from FOIL because it is not final policy. The Freeman has been trying to obtain the study, prepared by Cornerstone Engineering and Land Surveying, since it was discussed in a closed-door meeting in January, attended by approximately a dozen people from Greene, Ulster, and Sullivan counties, including Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis. Robert Freeman, Executive Director of the State Committee on Open Government, said the agency's position is based on a flawed understanding of the law and that its rejections of the paper's request amount to a stall. Trash agency officials have said the feasibility study will be presented to the lawmakers in three counties sometime in March. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on February 12th budget amendments to fund early voting in New York. The governor's action will provide approximately $7 million in the fiscal year 2019 executive budget for counties statewide to offer early voting in the 12 days leading up to Election Day. Cuomo is advancing the legislation, which would require every county to offer residents access to at least one early voting site during that 12-day pre-election period. Voters will have at least 8 hours on weekdays and 5 hours on weekends to cast early ballots. Counties must have one early voting poll site for every 50,000 residents. The county boards of election will determine the specific polling locations. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. County boards of elections generally oppose the Cuomo plan. Locally, Greene County Board of Elections Republican Commissioner Brent Bogardas is against the proposal because of the financial burden it will place on local governments. Columbia County Board of Elections Democrat Commissioner Virginia Martin does not like the idea either, arguing it could cause flaws in the voting process, cost more money, and is not proven to increase voter turnout. Under current law, New York is one of only 13 states where early voting is not available and an excuse is required to request an absentee ballot. You can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov/news. And for our final story, Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that State Senate Democrats on February the 13th announced a series of proposed criminal justice reforms. Among the proposals, eliminating cash bail, requiring prosecuting attorneys to disclose evidence more quickly so defendants are not left in jail while their cases are pending, and require criminal cases to be tried in a, and I quote, reliable time frame, end quote. Senate Democrat leader Andrea Stewart Cousins said, and I quote, "We're here because our criminal justice system is broken and we have to fix it." Last year, the Senate Democrats were the outspoken leaders on this issue of criminal justice reform, end quote. Senate GOP leaders did not immediately respond to the Democrats' proposal. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a steady temperature around 30 degrees. On Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 33 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 52 degrees. On Thursday night, rain is likely mainly after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 40. And on Friday, a chance of rain mainly before noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. The sun rose this morning at 6:53 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:25 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 40 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 14th day of February, 2018, Valentine's Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.